Six young Boston musicians are getting the chance of a lifetime this weekend. They'll be performing under the celebrated music conductor Gustavo Dudamel in Mexico City. Here's WBUR artery reporter Maria Garcia with a story which begins with a musical clip from a concert at the Vatican in 2007.
That's a YouTube clip of Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel leading the Stuttgart Orchestra. The orchestra is playing Dvorak's New World Symphony. And Dudamel's movements as he conducts the musicians are as intense as the music. His hands punch the air vigorously and precisely. His head is like an explosion of long black curls that jerk forcefully with every note. His eyes and mouth slam open and shut, reflecting the tone of every musical phrase. The audience is transfixed by him. In Boston, six young students, all violinists and cellists, are rehearsing the beginning of that same movement. These six students, all part of Boston's String Academy, will be performing the same song under the direction of Gustavo Dudamel this weekend in Mexico City.
I think that it's going to be really great to come together with people who share the same musical interests, because we don't necessarily have to communicate through language. We can just be connected by our love of music.
That's 13-year-old violinist Eliza Youngman. She'll be performing under Dudamel's baton along with young people from throughout the Americas. The young musicians were all chosen for their participation in programs modeled after El Sistema. That's a music education philosophy that's been adopted throughout the world, but that began in Dudamel's home country of Venezuela in 1975.
So the idea to give a better future to children, especially to feel like they belong somewhere, you know, with music.
That's Taide Prieto, one of the co-founders of the Boston String Academy. She's a cellist who also went through an El Sistema program in her native Peru and then used the El Sistema model to form the BSA. Rather than focusing strictly on virtuosity, El Sistema programs take a holistic approach to music instruction for young people. The aim is to ensure the child's well-being rather than just their musical progress, and in turn, create social change.
Yes, music is great as a subject. The learning, you know, will make a better, a more intellectual person probably, but more than that is that music touches the heart, the soul, and will make the human being become a better one, you know, a better person.
Using the El Sistema model, the kids will take a four-day workshop with musicians from the Vienna Philharmonic, one of the best orchestras in the world, that for the first time is in Latin America. After the workshop, the young musicians will perform at the Palacio de Bellas Artes, one of the most prestigious venues in Latin America. And they'll be playing that Dvorak movement you heard earlier, under the baton of Maestro Dudamel. Twelve-year-old cellist Eric Liang, another one of the musicians traveling to Mexico, says he uses music to navigate his own emotions.
When you're feeling down, you could play a sad piece that relates to how you're feeling right then to understand how you're feeling at that time.
He says he expects to be feeling quite a lot, from nervousness to joy, when he performs under Maestro Dudamel on Sunday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.